the choicest, sweetest, wisest, and strongest Christian. Thomas Manton, what is the reason that there is so much preaching and so little practice? For lack of meditation. The end of study is information, and the end of meditation is practice, or kindling of the affections. The end of study is to hoard up truth. The end of meditation is to lay it forth in holy conduct. To hear sermons and not to meditate upon them is unfruitful. We may hear and hear, but it is like putting a thing into a bag with holes. Thomas Brooks, it is not the bee's touching of the flower which gathers honey, but her abiding for a time upon the flower which draws out the sweet. Just so, it is not he who reads most, but he who meditates most, who will prove to be the choicest, sweetest, wisest, and strongest Christian. William Bridge, meditation will keep your hearts and souls from sinful thoughts. When the vessel is full, you can put in no more. If the heart is full of sinful thoughts, then there is no room for holy and heavenly thoughts. If the heart is full of holy and heavenly thoughts by meditation, then there is no room for evil and sinful thoughts. William Plumer, without meditation, grace never thrives, prayer is languid, praise is dull, and religious duties are unprofitable. It is easier to hear a year of sermons than to spend an hour in close, devout, profitable thoughts on divine things. George Muller, it often astonishes me that I did not see the importance of meditation upon Scripture earlier in my Christian life. We must consider what we read, ponder over it, and apply it to our hearts. The most important thing I do is to read the Word of God and to meditate on it. Thus my heart is comforted, encouraged, warned, reproved, and instructed. Thomas Watson, the reason we come away so cold from reading the Word is because we do not warm ourselves at the fire of meditation. Without meditation, the truths which we know will never affect our hearts. As a hammer drives a nail to the head, so meditation drives a truth to the heart. Read before you meditate. Reading furnishes with matter, it is the oil which feeds the lamp of meditation. Be sure your meditations are founded upon Scripture. Reading without meditation is barren and unfruitful. Meditation without reading is dangerous. Charles Spurgeon, some people like to read so many chapters every day. I would not dissuade them from the practice, but I would rather let my soul soak in half a dozen verses all day than rinse my hand in several chapters. Oh, to be bathed in a text of Scripture, and to let it be sucked up into your very soul until it saturates your heart. Set your heart upon God's Word. Let your whole nature be plunged into it as a cloth into a dye. William Bridge. By meditation, your knowledge is raised. By meditation, your memory is strengthened. By meditation, your hearts are warmed. By meditation, you will be freed from sinful thoughts. By meditation, your hearts will be tuned to every duty. By meditation, you will grow in grace. By meditation, you will fill up all the chinks and crevices of your lives and know how to spend your spare time profitably. By meditation, you will draw good out of evil. By meditation, you will converse with God and enjoy God. Philip Henry, it is easier to walk 6 miles to hear a sermon than to spend 1/4 of an hour in meditating upon it when I come home. Arthur Pink, meditation upon the Word of God is one of the most important of all the means of grace and growth in spirituality, yes, There can be no true progress in vital and practical godliness without it. Meditation on divine things is not optional but obligatory, for it is something which God has commanded us to attend unto. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1 verse 8. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1 verse 2. I meditate on your precepts, and consider your ways. Psalm 119 verse 15. Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long. Psalm 119 verse 97. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Psalm 119 verse 148.